What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 363, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, why are you shaking your head at me?
Forward slash.
Is that a forward slash? It's a backslash. It's going backwards.
It's going forwards.
It's leaning
forwards in the path.
Okay. Well, according to Ryan, forward slash Amazon. And you purchase something that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. Of course, Ryan interrupted my intro.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to keep you straight.
So he's here. But it's another Wednesday, another podcast, another exciting week. I feel like my camera is lopsided a little bit. Like, I don't feel like I'm...
I think it's just your head.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's lopsided because the camera's lopsided.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I was moving my stuff around up here, so it was, it just doesn't feel right. But in any case, we're here to do another tech podcast, which is definitely exciting. Ryan celebrated his 25th year anniversary.
No.
I'm not going to post the picture.
It's not a wedding anniversary. It's 25 years from his date.
Which
okay. I wish you would have put in the, like, post body, right? Because everybody was like, oh, 25 years. I'm like, we literally just celebrated our 20 year anniversary in November, actual 20th anniversary. But this was 25 years of dating.
Yeah, anyway. Ryan's wife posted a very funny photo of him, but I'm not going to post it. So it is pretty funny though. But yeah, congrats on that. That's a big deal. That's pretty awesome. I'm not celebrating anything.
Just celebrating living in sunny Southern California.
I know. I did go to my friend's.
You released a new video too, didn't you? I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah. So I decided to, is like, again, non-think computers or tech related. I decided to record my life for a week and make a vlog, which was actually a lot of fun. So, like, that's why I used this camera, the Sony ZV-1, to do that, which was like a good bit of it. So I really, when I bought this camera, I was like, yeah, I'm going to use it all the time for everything else. And it's just been the webcam.
Just sits right here.
Yeah, for the podcast, which... It's an $800 webcam, so I used it a lot for that. So I learned a lot more about the camera, using it more and stuff like that. So it was fun. But yeah, I put that up on my personal YouTube. If anybody wants to check that out, you can just go on YouTube and search Bob Buskirk, and you can find it. But yeah, it was fun to do that.
You don't have to search like Bob. What was that name that that company put on your? Order.
Oh, I don't know. Buckle, Bob Buckle.
But it was Buckle something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but in any case, let's get into the tech because obviously that's what this podcast is about. If you do want to go ahead and follow along, we have our full show notes page here that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week, and we're going to jump into reviews. And actually, one of the products that I reviewed is here. I'm sitting in it. It's this awesome gaming chair from Cooler Master. This is their Calibur R3, and I have to say that it is I was actually kind of surprised. You reviewed the Calibur R2 about a year ago.
Yep.
And this is the updated version. So, when we see these gaming chairs, and I'm sure you're very much the same, Ryan, you're like, yeah, they're pretty much all the same. Right. You look at them and they're like, okay, everybody makes them, they're pretty much all the same. And in a lot of people's heads, they're like, I'm just going to get the cheap one because they all look the same. It's kind of, that's what it, I, that,
how
that,
different can they be, right?
Yeah. Like how different can they be? They look pretty much the same. And again, when I got this into review, I thought kind of the same thing. I'm like, this is going to be another gaming chair, it's going to be the same, but it is different in a bunch of different aspects. One of the biggest aspects is that Cooler Master has this just massive headrest. I mean, this thing's huge. It's even bigger than the one that was on the Calibur R2. This thing is huge. It's like I said, it's right behind me here. And the headrest, and then they have some lumbar support as well. So they have this big lumbar support. Typically, these are just like a foam, just like a normal foam. But this itself is actually memory foam. So especially the lumbar support, like when I sit down in this chair, I kind of like sink into it a little bit, if that makes sense. Okay. And it gives you support, but it also is very comfortable. So a lot of these are very, like I said, when it's just normal foam, it kind of, after a while, it hurts a little bit. It's just a little bit more uncomfortable. This just really makes you feel like you're sinking into the chair. So that's one of the big things that's different about this compared to other gaming chairs that even have the pillow and the lumbar support. And like I said, this pillow is the biggest like headrest pillow that I've seen on a gaming chair that I've reviewed. Another big thing with this is if you look at all of this material, it is, at least compared to the other chairs that I have here, it's a much higher quality PU leather than the other ones. It feels better. I remember like the first
ventilated as well.
The first couple of gaming chairs I reviewed that had like fake leather.
Yeah.
It would like, it felt plasticky and it felt like you were just sitting on like plastic. It was just not all that great. So this is like their third generation type of, you know, PU leather that they're using. So it works, like I said, like you said, it is ventilated too. So you get some airflow through there. So that is another thing that I really, really like about this too. Again, you can tell the difference. They've also made the actual chair part, this part, thicker compared to your version. So again, just giving you more support and more comfort. So like I said, overall, I think this chair is extremely comfortable. The armrests here, they go up and down, and then you can kind of rotate them in or out. There's no other movement beyond that. You can't, move them back or forward. But I think for most people, it's not that big of a deal. I don't even really use armrests because I put my arms on the desk. Is that bad? Is that like bad to put your arm on the desk?
It depends. Like depending on what I'm doing, depends on where my arms and elbows are, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, but like just like all chairs, it has a little button here and you can move these around. And this is a chair that you can I can fully recline this 180 degrees. So if this was like where I watch media or even if I'm watching YouTube, I can kind of relax a little bit, and that's with this big lever right here. Obviously, the chair itself goes up and down. It has your typical plasticky wheels, which is pretty standard for gaming chairs kind of in this price range. I would say 300 and under, you get like this type of wheel, which is fine. And again, I'm on, what's it called? I'm on carpet here and like I can move, very easily. It's not like these are cheap wheels by any means. But overall, like I said, I really like this chair and it does have some nice like design elements too. Like there's this really big Cooler Master logo on the back that's embroidered. I mean, it looks awesome. And then there's one on the front here as well. We have the white version of the chair or the lighter version of the chair that has this sort of like gray accents. And then there is a purple version of the chair where this outside that's black is all purple, that Cooler Master purple. So those are the two options that are currently available. Like I said, I like this chair. It's hard to compare this, I guess, to other chairs, because again, they all look the same, but I think that Cooler Master has done some really good things. And again, I think the biggest thing with this is the memory foam. You are getting just like, it is that memory foam where like you press your hand down onto it and it kind of like your hand sinks into it. It is that nice memory foam, which I like. So this is $279.99. Which I think is fine for what you're getting. You're getting a lot more than your normal gaming chair. The only issue that I had with it is that you have this nice comfort, like in the main part of this chair, and like I said, the memory foam. But these sections right here on the side don't have as much.
Right, in that center section, you can like push in, can't you? Kind of.
Yeah,
it's not, there's not a ton of padding in there. Mine's the R2 is the same way.
Yeah, and like these on the side, they just don't have enough cushioning. Like maybe because I sit with like my legs crossed that I have a wider like stance, I guess. But I did feel like over time that like my legs were kind of rubbing against this. And again, this chair does have like a full steel frame too. So this is like steel in here. And it just didn't feel as comfortable as I would have liked. So like if they would have added like a like some of that memory foam over here or just some more foam, it would have been better, at least in my case, with the way that I sit. Another thing I didn't mention, and I did put together like a quick time lapse that you guys can see here of me, like it's like 30 seconds or it's 9 seconds of me building the chair here. But it's extremely easy to build too. The directions are very easy to follow. Everything goes together really well. Like I said, it comes in, you know, something like this, but all of the, it uses the same size bolts for almost everything. There's only two different size bolts, and all of the larger ones are to put the chair together for the most part. And then the two smaller bolts are for the covers that go over the side where the chair connects. That's it. So it's very easy to follow. I had this thing together, like I said, in 20 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, so they're pretty easy to put together.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like to compare to the other chairs that I reviewed. This one was very easy to put together, not like a bunch of different size bolts, and it just all went together really well too. So I really like that. So if you're into looking for a new gaming chair, this is one that I would definitely recommend. And like I said, it is going to be a different type of, like, it's going to feel a lot better than your normal chair. I wish that, like, is there a store that has just like, I mean, I know you can go to Best Buy, but Best Buy doesn't have like cooler Master chairs, I don't think. Right. Like it,
I think your closest thing would be like maybe a Micro Center might have them.
Yeah, that you could like sit down and feel the difference. Because again, I have this chair here, and then I have another gaming chair, which is like one of the cheaper ones. And you sit down in this one compared to that one, you can definitely tell a difference. So. Right. So yeah, there is a difference. Again, even if they all look very much the same, there is a difference, and that's why this one is, you know, like a little bit more expensive than the other ones, but I do think it is worth it. So go ahead and check that review out. I also took a look at the MSI Mag Z790 Tomahawk Wi-Fi DDR4. So if you guys didn't know, when Z790 launched, just like Z690, it supported both DDR4 and DDR5, meaning that the processors supported both. So if you wanted to, you could pick up a motherboard that supported DDR4, or you could go the DDR5 route, like whichever way you wanted to go. And MSI actually makes a DDR5 version of this board too. But in our testing, just to, you know, get it out of the way, is that in most cases, using DDR4 versus DDR5 is not going to make a noticeable difference. You'll get higher scores in gaming-related things, but it's not by... It's like at max, like 5 FPS. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting a massive increase. So if you wanted to go the DDR4 route, DDR4 is more affordable. It's more readily available. So if you wanted to do that, that's why you have a lot of these DDR4 boards. Now, the Tomahawk board from MSI is their more affordable board. And this one's pretty good looking, all black design, and there's no RGB lighting on this one at all. It has the RGB headers, but no RGB lighting on this, just an all black board. Looks pretty good, in my opinion. You have a 16+1+1 power phase design. And of course, all of those power delivery components are covered by big heat sinks here, you know, and all of that. And it's, like I said, it's your typical Z790 motherboard. You do get USB 3.2 Gen 2. You get an internal header, and MSI is one of the few brands that puts a Type-C 2x2 header on the rear IO. So getting the 2x2 on the rear, so many people do the Thunderbolt route, but I think Thunderbolt 4 just isn't hashed out at all.
I like that they label them as well, like the speeds that you're going to get.
Everything's labeled. Like you can see, you know, the USB 3.2 Gen 2, which all the ones, if you guys can see, are labeled 10, you know, and then the 2x2 is labeled 20. So yeah, they do a good job with all the labeling back here on the rear IO. As you can see, you get 2.5 gig LAN. You're getting Wi-Fi 6E with this board. As far as, you know, your expansion, you are getting Gen 5 on the expansion slot, but you are not going to get Gen 5 on any storage. I would have liked it the other way around, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Because
at this point, right? Like,
yeah,
give us the faster storage. GPUs, not going to make as much of a difference.
Yeah. But talking about the storage, you still do get all Gen 4 slots. So it's not like you're getting slow Gen 3 sure. storage. You're getting right. Gen 4 storage on all of these slots. And they do use those little pieces of plastic here that so you don't have to mess around with screws, which definitely is a lifesaver. I think Asus started that. MSI has it now on a lot of their boards as well. You just move this little tab over to secure your M.2 drive. It is so much easier than getting that tiny little screw out. And then if you don't have one of those tiny little screwdrivers, it's a pain to put in there. So they have that with that. As well, like I said, overall, I think the board, you get six SATA 6 gig ports on this. It's going to have everything that you want in our testing, and you can go through in the review and see all the results of our testing. It does everything that you want. And like I said, the difference between this in like a DDR5 board, it's very, the only, like, you're only really going to notice it in applications that use a ton of memory, like video editing and stuff like that, or you'll notice it in games. But again, it's not like you're going to jump from, you know, getting like 80 FPS to 120 FPS. You're going to jump from getting 80 FPS to 85. Yeah, it's not going to be that big of a deal. So that's something to consider. Now, if you do like this board, like I said, MSI makes a DDR5 version that is exactly the same. The only difference is that it supports DDR5 memory. So it's something to consider. But like I said, I like the board. It would have been nice to have RGB lighting, but there is no RGB lighting. You do get headers on here, but no RGB lighting whatsoever on the board itself. And this one is currently selling for $269.99. So for a Z790 board, not all that expensive either. Yeah, like I said, I like this. Oh, one thing that was weird about this that I forgot to mention is that if you look at, let's see if I can, I guess maybe in this picture. So your front panel connections, they're not labeled
at all.
No, it just says like JTP something one right here. Like none of this right here is labeled. So
are they labeled in the manual?
They're labeled in the manual, sure. But I mean, every motherboard now has these labeled, mm-hmm. you know, so that just, it's just like an extra.
They either aren't labeled, but they include like Asus has that key, right? The little plastic key.
Yeah,
that's kind of a pain to have to pull out the manual for this.
Yeah, that was weird, especially considering like this is a more affordable board, you know, possibly a board for beginners, you know, so it would have been nice to have those labeled. That was the only real thing I didn't really enjoy about this board. But overall, like I said, it's a good board. It's affordable. And like I said, you're going to save money picking up DDR4 over DDR5. And that, you know, amount of savings can be like a higher capacity SSD or like moving up, you know, and higher, instead of getting 16 gigs of DDR4, you can go to 32 if you wanted. I mean, that's the difference in savings that you could get from that. So go ahead and check that review out as well. We have Old Man in the chat. Good to see you here. That's 2 weeks in a row. He's making it come back because we missed him for a while. He wasn't in the chat as much, and he's back now. So good to see you there in the live chat. If you are in the live chat, definitely say what's up, or if you have a question, you can go ahead and ask that in the live chat as well. We'll move on from that to Case Mod Friday, and we have another Asus ROG Hyperion build, and this one's from PC by Jay, and this is just like a clean dual graphics card, dual 3090s in here. I always like these big cases, so like you can do like just the best hardware, the biggest hardware you can put
in. It's so complex looking at the front. Like, look at how thick that front is. I know you've got a radiator there, but then you got the case frame, you've got like the external stuff, then you've got the external frame. It's like 6 inches yeah, of material before you even get into the case.
Yeah, it's a big case. Like I said, we've talked about it, reminds us a lot of the Cosmos from Cooler Master. But yeah, he was able to keep the lighting element on right here, you know, that towards the front. You can kind of see it back here.
See, and this is another example of a build. I think we've had two in a row where it's like, this is something you could do.
Yeah, if you were okay,
this and you're like, I could do this, no problem.
If you were okay with the bending of the hard tubing, yes.
And you could even do this without any bends. You could use some fittings at each of those bends if you wanted. It looks better with the bends. I think.
It's like I said, it's just a solid build, and it's cool because you have like the distro block back here. Is that a pump in there? Maybe. I don't know. But you have one. You have there,
and then he's got a pump on the big reservoir.
Yeah, there's a pump right there. Yeah. Oh no, it's not. I thought this looked different just from that other picture. Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty cool that he has that for the, you know, in the rear fan slot and all that. And these are super cool that take the power connections and do like a 180 and put them. Yeah, that's really cool there as well. Triple 8 pins.
Again, why we haven't moved to something different for power connections or at least placement still bothers me. Whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, check this one out. This is by PCs by Jay. I think we featured one of his other builds before, but just super clean build. Like nothing insanely crazy about it, like Ryan said. And like Ryan said, like if you were good with doing, you know, some of these bends and working with hard tubing, this is a build that you could easily do because it's not crazy as far as the water cooling goes either. And this is such a big case that like it would be easy to work in too. So go ahead and check this one out. Like I said, we always have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds. If you're looking for them, just go to articles at the top and click on Case Mod Friday, and we have 56 pages of case mods, so you can go ahead and check all of those out. Old man in the chat said, I miss SLI. Most of the big games supported it 5-6 years ago. Yeah, that was like, we posted a thing on our social media about like it had SLI and it had Crossfire X, and we posted like who remembers these, because though that was like a super cool thing, like getting two graphics cards, connecting them together, and like old man said, like 5-6 years ago, a lot of games really did support it, and the scaling, if the game developer actually worked on it, the scaling was really good. The problem is that not enough game developers, especially for the big titles, really worked on it. So then the scaling was bad, and then not a lot of people were really doing that. Didn't you have an SLI rig?
No, Derek had one.
Derek had one, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it just got to a point where like these massive titles didn't really scale well. So it was like, I'm getting, you know, 5-10% increase with
two graphic cards. Yeah. Two cards, yeah.
Yeah, so those were the good old days. Maybe it will come back at some point. Who knows? But from there, we are going to go ahead and move on to news. We have news again on a card that we've been talking about a lot, and some interesting things about it. The card that we're talking about, of course, is the RTX 4060 Ti. The first interesting thing is that we're going to get, and I don't know if NVIDIA is making the same mistake they did with the 4080, but we're going to get an RTX 4060 Ti 8 gig. We're also going to get an RTX 4060 Ti 16 gig. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I would rather they just have a 16 gig card and be done with it, or 12 maybe, like just a straight 12 card. Because they're just fracturing their user base, their customer base with this. And we've like all the discussion. I was listening to PC Per podcast today, actually. I think their episode from last week, but they were talking about, you know, any articles now about GPU reviews and all the comments, everybody, all the discussion always goes to just like how much VRAM is on these cards.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's launching with 8, I don't really like. If they would have gone to 12 maybe for it, I would have been okay. 16 is fine as well. But it's just more confusion for your customer base that may not be as educated.
In the at least from everything that I've seen, the 16 gig will be the same chip, just with 16 gigs of VRAM. It's not going to be like what they did with the 4080, right, which was completely different chip. So that's good at least. But again, like, why are we doing this? Like, what's the, are you making one for 1080p gamers? And then maybe for somebody who wants to do like a 4K, you give them the 16 gigs of VRAM. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And Old Man makes a good point. He says, you know, would these cards get better performance with a larger bus width? Possibly. Right. So you could maybe get away with 12 gigs with a wider bus as opposed to more capacity and still get close to that same performance. Who knows?
Yeah, it's
you always wonder, like, back at NVIDIA, they're like, do they have all these random cards where they've tried different configurations? They're like, all right, what if we put, you know, this wider bus with this capacity? Like, do they have all these different configurations?
I would assume so.
Just they've got to.
Yeah.
But you just wonder how many configs they go through to settle on the final revision.
Well, yeah, I mean, the 16 gig was, like, kind of weird, right? Because, again, we expected the card to have 8. All the leaks said 8, but there is apparently going to be a 16 gig. So this is what NVIDIA is doing. So the RTX 4060 Ti 8 gig will be announced sometime soon in the middle of May, and it will be released May 24th, right? Yep. Then they're going to do an RTX 4060, just 4060, non-Ti, 8 gig, right? That is also going to be announced sometime this month in May. It's going to release the first half of July, right?
Okay.
Then they're going to do an RTX 4060 Ti 16 gig. That's also going to be announced sometime in May. And that's going to come out the second half of July. And we also, on the AMD side, have their Radeon RX 7600, which releases May 25th with reviews launching on the 24th. So
I also don't like that, like, you go look back at the RTX 4070 and 4070 Ti with 12 gigs of VRAM.
Yeah, I don't get, right? It's
like, what is going on over at NVIDIA?
This is just like, again, if the 4060 Ti, they just had an 8 gig version, fine, whatever. At least it gives us some, like you said, some segmentation of, okay, you know. But now that we're going to have a 16 gig version of a 4060, whereas we don't get a 16 gig version of a 4070, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's very weird. I don't know if I assume this mid-May announcement, right, is going to have all three cards. They're going to have an announcement.
They're not going to make like an announcement 1 week and then the next week.
Yeah, I assume they're going to be like, okay, this is what we're doing for like the mid-range, as we call it. Here are three cards. This is what this one's for. This is what this one's for. And this is what this one's for. Maybe that's my guess as to what they're doing. Yeah. But it is going to be pretty crowded space too, because you have all three of those cards from NVIDIA plus the Radeon RX 7600. And you still have the 3060 like kicking around too.
Sure.
You know, with different configurations rumored to be coming out again on that card. So it is definitely confusing, I'd say, for especially for the customer. And I always say, first time buyers are going to be like, well, I'll just get the 16. You know, maybe that's why the 8 gigs coming out first. You basically are waiting probably a month till the 16 gig comes out. You know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, like I said, this end of this month, it's going to be pretty busy for mid-range cards. But I'm happy that, again, and we keep on saying this, like, I'm happy that we're getting these mid-range cards designed more for 1080p
and
gamers.
You know what? But maybe they didn't have a 16 gig planned, but they realized, hey, AMD's coming out with this RX 7600. Maybe we should have a card closer to it with this amount of VRAM in it to compete against that. Otherwise, this thing's going to eat our lunch.
Yeah, and it is interesting that the 4060 Ti 8 gig is the release date has been apparently, I from what we know, it was moved. It was moved to the 24th.
Right.
From a later date. So they moved it
That's the thing. They moved it ahead of the 7600. So they're like, oh, get these sales when we can. Then the 7600 comes out that's possibly better than it. So yeah. If that 7600 comes out before the 4060 Ti 8 gig, nobody's going to buy that card, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. And again, I this would be like a whole long thing, but again, why are we getting Ti cards now? Right. This doesn't make sense to me. And we've talked about this for
unless
so
we're
many
going
weeks
to supers later on.
I want a super. I want a super card.
I got a super card, I'll sell you.
Yeah, I liked that the design was different. Like the founder's card looked at, I liked the supers, but we'll see what happens with all of that. And obviously we'll keep you guys updated as to the performance of those cards and all that. Talking about that 7600, it looks like, I mean, again, it's going to be a couple weeks until they're out. So they have shipped to retailers. Somebody, what they said in somewhere in Asia, snapped this picture of the Sapphire Pulse RX 7600. It confirms the 8 gig of VRAM that we kind of expected. Now, this is an overclock card. But yeah, it just shows that they're out there. They're in stores. And again, Sapphire is the biggest AMD card maker. So expect them to do that. But yeah, I mean, these cards are all coming. So it's like I said, it's going to be good for mid-range gamers, I think. So be excited for that. Also, if you were looking to pick up a 4060 Ti, Gigabyte's models have been leaked. So if you're looking, we have a list of those as well as their RX 7600. Two RX 7600s coming from Gigabyte. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine RTX 4060 TIs. And again, these are only the 8 gigs. So there could be 16 gigs there as well. An old man said in the chat, he said, I don't know why HDMI is a selling point on boxes. Yeah, who knows?
That's kind of weird.
And then Ryan said, support Windows 11. Yeah, I think they're just like looking for things to put on the box, I feel.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, throw something on there.
Yeah, so but these are all the cards you have your, you know, from Gigabyte. You have your Windforce, your Eagles, your gaming OC, and then your Arrow OC, and then of course your Aorus Extreme card there. So it's what we expect. There's nothing new in these.
I'm real curious, like that's how many cards, like nine cards. Nine. Like what's the performance difference between that lowest end and the extreme, you know what I mean?
It's not just, again, it's not,
I know,
just
it's cooler, it's cooling performance
and it's like, oh, you get the visuals. you get the most RGB in the Aorus Extreme.
I know,
you know, that's what it is,
but like the price difference and performance difference, I'm just curious to see across that, you know, like what sort of FPS,
like any of these overclocks, you're not going to
they're
see
never that
you're not going to see a ton. It is going to give you a few FPS, like 1 to 5 FPS in games, right? With the higher end cards, you do get a better cooler, which typically runs not as loud either, and it's more efficient.
Right, and maybe you can boost a little higher, right? Every now and then you can dissipate heat better.
And,
so,
and like I said, like, you know, with maybe the, I haven't looked at Gigabyte cards in so long, but like the Windforce card has like no RGB. And like, I don't think the Eagle cards do either. And then like the gaming cards will get whatever, like you get just the logo on the side, but then on the Aorus Extreme, you get a logo on the side and then maybe a logo on the back plate that lights up RGB.
Maybe like that's how they do or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's how they segment these cards. But yeah, like I said, it's those are the cards coming out from Gigabyte. One thing that's really cool is, you know, since EVGA has left us.
I was just thinking about that. I was so sad. I was looking at GPUs today and I was like, I missed
one of the best things. Yeah, one of the best things that EVGA EVGA did was, especially during the, you know, the chip shortage and everything, is that they had their GPU trade up program, which allows you to trade in a GPU and you got a discount on a newer card, and it puts you in line to get a newer card too, when like there were scalpers and all that stuff going on. It looks like Colorful is doing the same thing. It's not in the United States, sadly, but they are doing the same thing over in Asia territories, and you'll be able to trade in previous cards to get new cards, and they're pretty, you know, you get some decent money for some cards. You're for a 3090, you'd still get $810, which I feel
is pretty good. 3090 Ti, you get over $1,000.
Yeah, you get over $1,000.
Like, that seems really good.
Yeah. And I believe that comes off the price of a new card. Is that how that works?
I mean, if you're turning a 3090 into a 4090 for another, you know,
$600.
Right? $600. No, more than that. Yeah, $600. Yeah. Like, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Especially so I don't if know. You've
had the 3090 from the start. Or 3090 Ti from the start. Heck, even turning in a 2070 Super, I would get $231.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're looking to again, like, you know, sell some 40, maybe they're having trouble selling the 40 series, and this is a way to get people to trade in cards. Because again, like, yeah. I mean, I have a 3090 here, like, I'm not looking to get a new 40 series, you know. So maybe they're trying to get people who are on the 30.
If this was available to me, I'd consider it, like, getting half of my money back, almost half of my money back on my GPU towards another one. Sure,
yeah. So they have sadly, this is not the United States. This is only Asian territories. We do have a link to it if you want to check it out. But yeah,
especially when you go to like turn in a cell phone, they're like, oh, trade in up to this. And you're like, this phone's 6 months old. They're like, best I can do is $5.
Yeah, it's like GameStop. I read, like, you know,
Pawn Stars, they're like, oh, I've got this one of a kind thing. They're like, best I can do is $20.
You know what? It has been nice though, because a lot of the big carriers have been like doing pretty good trade in deals. So let's say like a new phone comes out and they're like, yeah, it doesn't matter how old the phone you have is. Like, we'll give you this much off the new phone if you turn in your old phone. They've been doing that lately. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's, you know, old man in the chat said, I traded my 970s to EVGA years ago when I upgraded. Of course, that's not possible now. Yeah, that was like one of the best things. And like I said, EVGA was that company that we all felt that was like helping gamers out. You know, yep. They weren't just in it for the profit. They were helping gamers out. And we talked about it when all that was announced. I mean, it's pretty sad that EVGA is gone now. And the GPU
from the GPU
sphere. Yeah, GPU sphere of things. So... talking about graphics cards, NVIDIA has a new game bundle, and they are going to bundle Diablo 4. So that's a pretty big title, I think, to give away for new 40 series graphics cards. That includes 4090, 4080, 4070 Ti, or 4070. It is unclear. I'm pretty sure it may include the 4060... Ti, but that hasn't been announced yet, so it's obviously not in this announcement. Like, that card is not announced, so they wouldn't have put it in here, so it's unclear if that's part of this. But this also includes systems with these cards in there as well, so if you buy a pre-built, you can get Diablo 4 for free as well. So I think, like I said, it's pretty, I mean, it's a big title that a lot of people are excited about. AAA title. So
I mean, old man mentioned the 970s. When I bought my 970, it came with Witcher 3.
Oh, you know, nice.
A top tier title. And so it's always cool to get like a real high tier game included with your.
Yeah, because I remember for a while you were like, oh, yeah, like
shit games.
It wasn't even cards. Like shit games. It was like, say, like for Apex, which is free. Oh, you get a skin.
Yeah.
Or you get like some DLC for a game or whatever. They were bad for a few years. They were pretty bad. But this is a good one. So if you're going to be buying a new RTX 40 series card. You're going to get Diablo 4, which I think is pretty cool there from NVIDIA to do. So talking about graphics cards, this was pretty interesting. Somebody was able to run Windows 11 entirely off of GPU's VRAM. So somebody created a slimmed down version of Windows 11 called Tiny 11, and that it was run completely on GPU VRAM, which is pretty cool. I like these little things.
So did it utilize the standard CPU still, and then just like, you know what I mean? Like, did it run?
I don't know. I didn't watch the video.
Okay,
but I'm sure that would explain it. So there's a video.
It's not like running off of the GPU as well, right? You know what I mean? Like using the GPU for the CPU maybe inside of there. I think they just used the storage or the VRAM for storage.
Yeah, probably VRAM for storage, but still pretty cool. I like these little things that you can just like there's no reason to do this, right? There's absolutely no reason to do this, but people do these cool things, and I think it's pretty cool that somebody did this. So if you want more information, check out the article. We also do have the video if you want to check it out. It's in the article there as well. And now this is a weird story, and it seems like we've seen a bunch of these with CPUs, GPUs. So somebody was trying to smuggle out of Hong Kong 70 NVIDIA Quadro graphics cards. And these are old ones. They only have 4 gigabytes of VRAM. So they're like older cards. So you can see all the cards here, and you can see like, this is like, you know, how they were trying to smuggle them. But the interesting thing is they were smuggled with live lobster.
What the lobsters. Hell?
This is such a weird story. And it makes you wonder like why, you know,
those cards, and where are they going?
These are the Quadro K2200s, which are like a decade old. So like, why were they trying to smuggle these out?
Well, okay. So maybe they're like trying to get them to Russia, who can't import these things right now. And they may have a need for GPUs for some sort of,
I did not think of that.
Like maybe this was related to that, where they're trying to get past embargoes and getting them anything they can that wouldn't be as suspicious, right? Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. Obviously it was suspicious enough. They caught him.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
Can you imagine opening these things up? Whoever was, they were going for, and they're like, God, these things stink.
Like, yeah. They were like in these like
things. Lobster.
Yeah. That's live funny. Lobster too.
Live lobster, even, yeah. I guess it probably smells better than dead lobster.
I think it all smells the same. You know. But yeah, pretty interesting. If you want more info, check out the article. We have the link to the actual article.
Oh, not that. Darn it. Oh, it didn't show up yet. Darn it. We'll have to wait till it shows up. There it goes.
With every card you get a free lobster. Yeah, it's so weird. And again, it would have made sense if like, oh yeah, 4090 is like, I could see it, right? You could see it,
right?
You know,
yeah.
But yeah, these are very old cards. So
I mean, yeah, smuggling that out doesn't make sense in very many situations.
It does not. ROG Ally, we talked about the US price, which is supposed to be $699. It looks like the European price will be $799. Of course, European prices include VAT, which is their tax. So that kind of makes sense that it's going to be more expensive. Still, you like the price with this. You think this, you know, this is. Yeah, I like the price as well. I think, and we've talked about this multiple times, like if I had a use for this and I was going to play games, this would be something that I would definitely consider. It looks like, and again, when I was briefed on this, I mean, it is a really, really cool device, and it's a full on PC that can play games at 1080p. And yeah, so yeah, I just wish I just don't play enough games. That's the problem.
Play enough games and then on the go.
Yeah. I'm not really on the go like that. You know, maybe I should get an office downtown and then I'd be on the go.
Nah.
Take the trolley in, and you know, that would be my commute. Then I have to deal with trolley people. If you guys want to see something really funny on Instagram, there's an Instagram account called Subway Creatures.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen this.
Yeah, you will be. You'll be entertained to say the least.
2.7 million followers.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's mostly in New York too. But anyways, imagine that. Yeah, Corsair did officially launch their MP700 PCI Express NVMe SSD. This is their Gen 5. This thing's super super fast. We talked about this already when it was leaked, and now it is official.
And it comes without a heat sink, right? Because initially, I think this was supposed to come with a heat sink, but
I believe there's a heat sink version. Let's see.
Because I had read, I think it was Tech Power Up did a review on this, I thought.
Oh, maybe there's
the category.
SSD. Maybe you're right. Maybe it just doesn't.
This is the MP700, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, the version that they were sent initially, I think had a fan with it, but they've updated it since then to not include a heatsink and fan.
Yeah, so they have this bundle and save with their that's the M.2 water block. I have a Gen 5 drive here, which I can't tell you which one it is, but I have one here, and the company sent one with a heatsink and one without a heatsink, and it would be really interesting to see how just like a normal motherboard M.2 heatsink handles that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm interested to test. So if they're selling it without the heatsink, it'll be, you know, you would think that it would motherboard M.2s would be able to handle it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was using an external enclosure last week at work to wipe a bunch or encrypt a bunch of NVMe drives, and these were like Gen 3 drives, not even Gen 4, just an external enclosure that had a thermal pad and then a piece of aluminum. And dude, that sucker got hot. I mean,
well,
I was encrypting, and it was probably taking about 20 minutes to do a whole 256 gig drive. But man, you'd feel that thing, and it was hot.
Were they Samsung drives?
Yeah, actually, they were.
Yeah, those were the ones that overheated.
It was like the 961 maybe.
Yeah, or something. Those were the Gen 3 Samsung drives were the ones that overheated.
Yeah, those suckers were hot.
Yeah, those would get really hot. So this one's coming. We have some, like I said, I have some Gen 5 drives here, which stay tuned towards the end of the month for reviews of those. So
cool.
A lot of stuff actually towards the end of the month, now that I think about it, as far as launches, which I can't talk about all that much, but we have some stuff coming up. And the last thing, and these are beasts. So Be Quiet announced new power supplies. They announced their Dark Power Pro 13 ATX 3.0, and they're only offering them in 1300 and 1600 watt versions. So these are beasts. These are big power supplies. Dual 16, or if you guys yell at me because you think it's 12, but it's actually 16 pin. PCI Express 5.0 connectors on there. So you could do the Hall of Fame 4090 on this, because it takes two of those.
Yeah.
These are just, you know, big. This is their highest end SKU of their power supplies from Be Quiet. So these are, you know, really, really awesome power supplies. 1600 watts is going to be $459, and the 1300 watt is $419. Starting May 23rd, you'll be able to pick those up if you had the need for that much power. So
really nice power supply.
Yeah, very, very nice power supply. So that is it for news for the week. We'll talk about what we have coming up next week. Ryan is taking a look at a keyboard the page did load. I was going to say, it seems like every time I try to load the Cooler Master website, sometimes it just doesn't load. But their CK720, you have this, right. 65%.
Correct. Yeah, so it's very similar to the CK721 wireless that I reviewed late last year.
Yeah.
It's like same form factor and design, but some great enhancements. It's not wireless, but it's got improved sound dampening and pre-lubed switches and stabilizers, PBT keycaps. Sounds so good.
Are the switches swappable?
Yes, they are swappable.
Okay, yeah, just based on this picture, that's what it looked like. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be interested to see your sound test on this.
It sounds so good.
Nice. Which you got the brown ones,
didn't you? I've got the browns, yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. If you scroll up there, they include eight Cherry MX green switches.
Scroll down. Oh, have you used those before?
I haven't put them into this, but I was like ticking them a little. They are pretty like heavy feeling.
Right? Yeah, they're clicky, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's really cool that they include that. And you can see that, like, again, this is becoming extra a thing. Padding. Yeah, like, the custom keyboard realm is really pushing the standard gaming keyboard realm, right? Because you would never see this, even this graphic, I don't think you'd ever see, like, on a gaming keyboard listing showing.
Right, they'd never show you, like, the components, because you would only expect, like, a bottom base, a PCB, and a top, and that's it.
Yeah, so it's great that we're seeing that. Yeah, so I'm excited to see your review. It would be a good, like I said, a good follow-up to the CK721 that you took a look at last year as well. And then I'll be taking a look at some super fast memory. So this is Patriot's Viper Venom DDR5 7200. And I've had this for a while, and I was supposed to review it like a month ago. But it wouldn't Shannon's run.
It's going to come after you.
It wasn't running on my 12900K. So I had to procure a 13900K to run this. So this is, again, Viper Venom 7200. It's the non-RGB. So they have a RGB, non-RGB, which I really like. They offer the same modules. If you want RGB, you can get it. If you don't want RGB, you get your choice there. So 32 gig kit. That we have of these. So I'll be excited to take a look at that as well. And I'm going to be taking a look at a gaming mouse. Can't tell you about it, but it will be next Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. And I don't think you'll guess this. Maybe, well, who knows? But it's from a company that only has only come out with one mouse ever. So, but it's a really cool mouse. So we'll have that for you next Tuesday. So definitely stay tuned for
one mouse ever. But it's a well-known brand.
Decently. I don't know. Anyways,
I have a guess, but
yeah. But stay tuned for all that. We have a lot of stuff going on. So that is pretty much it. As we come to the end, we talk about any tech-related things we've done this past week. Have you done anything tech related or watched any cool shows that you or TV or anything that you want to tell people about?
I don't think so. What if I watch some YouTube? No, I don't think so. Oh no, that's what I want to talk about. So when did we play Apex not on our normal night? Was it like Thursday or Friday night? Or maybe it was this weekend.
It might have been, I mean, we played this weekend.
We played this week. Okay. So Shinny says he doesn't do tech stuff. You're right. So I just stumbled across the ability. So what I ended up doing was updated my motherboard BIOS and enabled the curve optimizer function for my 5800X3D, because that CPU doesn't allow for standard overclocking, right? Correct. So curve optimizer allowed me to essentially undervolt the processor, and I saw immediate gains playing games, higher FPS or better sustained like full 144 hertz, and lower, like less low percentage frame rates.
And didn't you say
as well as my temperatures were down, and it would boost higher by a couple hundred megahertz.
Yeah, when we were playing, Ryan was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so if you do have 5800X3D.
Yeah, 5800X3D. So, and I didn't have that old of a BIOS. Like, I had just updated it when I moved to my 5800X3D. So
like
6 months ago, because I forgot to update the BIOS before doing it.
That was a great story. I've never seen Ryan so upset. And then I was just like, you realize... So Ryan didn't... So this is, we'll go really quickly and we'll talk about this. Is that Ryan's so excited. He got this 5800X3D. He's upgrading from a what? What were you upgrading from?
3800X.
Yeah, he's upgrading from a 3800X. He has his X3D super pumped. And, you know, Ryan's system is water-cooled. So he has to take... He has to drain it and take all these... It's a process compared to, like, if you had... Even if you had an AIO, it's much bigger processes. So he's it all apart.
And I was redoing the loop. I did some new bins on it as well. So yeah, it's not just...
Yeah, so he did all this stuff. And then, you know... I wouldn't say like an idiot, but he forgot to update the BIOS before he took the old CPU out. And, you know, luckily motherboard manufacturers realize there's people like Ryan in the world that forget these things, and that you can update, you know, what motherboard do you have?
Crosshair Hero 8.
Yeah. So Asus has obviously been great on BIOSes for a long time. And, you know, you can update the BIOS with just a flash drive without the CPU even installed. You plug the USB in, and as long as you have power, you hit the BIOS flashback and it will flash the BIOS. Ryan didn't know about this. So he messages me freaking out. I did all this stuff and now I gotta put it together. And I was like, you can flash the BIOS without your CPU in there. So It was a funny funny experience. But yeah, so what's the thing that you turned on again? The Curve Optimizer?
Yeah, Curve Optimizer. It's part of Precision Boost. What's it called? PBO.
Yeah. Precision Boost Optimization.
Optimizer. Yeah.
Nice. Old Man in the chat also said Sims 4, the Daring Lifestyle Bundle, is free tomorrow at 10 a.m. I assume it's on Epic.
And then there's these, Against All Odds, Horizon Chase Turbo, and Cow the Kangaroo are free on Epic.
Nice. Right now. Nice.
Till tomorrow.
Very cool. Also, we will be doing a new contest here soon enough whenever I figure out what it's going to be. So stay tuned for that. We're on the new season of Apex.
We are.
So that'll be fun.
Is new champion.
So Shinny's in the chat. So we'll be doing that. I haven't decided if I'm going to buy the battle passes
right away.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll probably
we'll see
hit it right away.
Oh, yeah? You forgot to do it last time.
That was season 15. We just flew through 16. Like, 16 flew by.
I think that these seasons are getting shorter. I don't know if that's true or not, but it just seems like... older. Well, no, I think that people... Again, like, the world we're living in now, everybody has such short attention span, is that people stop playing the game. Right, because they're bored, they need something new, they need a new update. So I think that's what it is. So we will, because that's out and because it is Wednesdays and we do our gaming stream, we are going to be over on Twitch, twitch.tv. What is that? /?
Come on, man.
Okay,
it's okay. Leaning forward into the rest of the URL.
Okay. Maybe I've had it wrong my entire life. Although
you say it right every week. Usually you and Derek used to say / all the time. Okay. And then I got you to finally say /. And then
you know what the thing that really
/.
You know what really annoys me is when somebody does this. Let me see if I can create this banner. So this. Oh, wait, how do I. So it would be. So somebody. So what is that?
Well, I see it's supposed to be a smiley face, but
it's wrong backwards.
Way.
Yeah. When absolutely. Somebody does that, I
drive you nuts.
Yeah, it drives me crazy because that's not the correct way to do it.
Right.
Anyways.
The eyes are always first. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we are gonna be over there. So like I said, twitch.tv/ Think Computers. We'll be over there. Ryan will have that stream up. So thanks everybody for coming out. Shinny, Old Man in the chat, and Muhammad in the chat as well. Thanks you guys for coming out. And of course, everybody that listens later. And we will see everybody next week.